Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ken Harrelson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting seventh. The catcher, Billy Bryan. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Talbot. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Fred Talbot. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting second. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting third. The third baseman, Chico Salmon. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting 7th. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Lee Stang. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Lee Stang. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Sims and he is safe. Campaneris steals second. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Campaneris moves to third. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Campaneris scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Salmon fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon takes first base on ball four. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a pop-up towards first. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger strikes out. One out. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a line drive into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2. With the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Talbot fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Fred Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot hits a ball on the ground towards third. Salmon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a pop-up towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Stang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stang hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Landis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Landis reaches second base with a double. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-1 in the game. Charles hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-1 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Sims picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Sims. Landis scores. Hershberger moves to second. It's 2-0, Athletics. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0-for-1 in the game. Bryan takes first base on ball 4. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hershberger scores. Bryan moves to second. It's 3-0, Athletics. Fred Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 0-for-1 in the game. Talbot hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bryan scores. Green moves to third. It's 4-0, Athletics. Jack Spring now pitching. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Campaneris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians nothing. the Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Salmon moves to second. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a fly ball into left field. Campanera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first, with Talbot covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 2 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Spring fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 2 in the game. Charles hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 1 in the game. Sims hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brian settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Hinton pinch hits for Jack Spring. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up towards first. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Don McMahon now pitching. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McMahon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bryan strikes out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Salmon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Salmon reaches second base with a double. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Salmon. The throw from Brian and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Salmon scores. It's 4-1, Athletics. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Athletics. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Talbot fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Fred Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Talbot hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Campaneris strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Causey for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-2 in the game. Sims hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don McMahon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMahon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Askew now catching. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Landis strikes out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-3 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harrelson. The throw from Askew and he is out, Gonzalez applying the tag. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-3 in the game. Charles hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Mossy now pitching. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Salmon hits a line drive into left field. Campanera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hershberger takes first base on ball 4. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bryan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Green hits a pop-up towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Mossy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mossy hits a line drive into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Santiago Rosario now playing first base. Dick Hauser pinch hits for Fred Whitfield. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a fly ball into left field. Campanera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a line drive into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.